417 in Chicago. Phil Manekian for Dave Plyer on 720 WGN. He's one of the best chefs in all of Chicago. I think we can take the word up and coming. I think we can take that phrase off of his introduction. He's the executive chef at Aris Brewery and Cider House in the old Irving Park neighborhood of Chicago. He's Bryant Anderson. Bryant, welcome back to WGN. How are you doing?
I'm good, Phil. Good afternoon, man. Thanks for that lovely introduction.
I think we can take up and coming off, right?
You've, I hope so, that for almost 20 years, yeah.
You've arrived.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. How was brunch today?
Oh, man, it was killer. We got slammed. People are loving this warm weather. They're loving our outside dining. It's been a fantastic shift today.
Very cool. What do you got on the menu tonight? What are the specials?
Oh, man, tonight I've got a beautiful pan-seared skin-on salmon served over a rich quinoa broth with some sweet peas and caramelized shallots. We've got a squash pasta with a roasted butternut squash sauce and pork belly and shiitake mushrooms. Got a lot of lovely options this evening.
Very nice. Very nice. Before we move on to other stuff, I've never asked you this. I've never talked to you about this. You've got formal training, right? Where did you get that done?
Yeah, correct. Born and raised in Chicago, and I proudly went to the Cooking and Hospitality Institute of Chicago in downtown Chicago at Chicago and Orleans. It since then became a Le Cordon Bleu type of educational process.
Okay.
But when I went to the Cooking and Hospitality Institute of Chicago and graduated 2004.
Got it. So you have been around a little bit.
Yeah. We're cooking at hotels, music venues, barbecue smokehouses, Cafe Saint Marie over in Lincoln Square. But barbecue smokehouses and Aris is that's where it's at.
Right. Right, absolutely. You mentioned last time you were on about a cider that you guys had with Malort, right?
Yeah, Appalort. Oh, man, it is so good. We aged our cider in Malort barrels that we get from CH Distillery, which is a distillery here in Chicago.
And is that going to come back?
That's a wonderful question, and yes, it is definitely going to come back, and our owner, Michelle, here can definitely provide a little more information on that.
Okay, cool. Actually, you got to go. You got to prep for dinner, right?
Yes.
All right. Good. We'll talk with Michelle right now. What's that?
He takes some leadership right over there on the line. So on a busy night, we've got him manning the station of the expo, and he's making sure everything comes out right.
Very nice. Michelle Foyk, welcome to WGN. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am good. It being Women's History Month, it's fitting that you are on because the success story is just an absolute incredible one at Aris Brewery and Cider House. Tell us a little bit about it, please.
Yeah, of course. Well, funny thing is we have this beautiful Masonic temple that we purchased in 2015. We chose this location because it's right in Old Irving Park. It's right off the blue line. It's right off the highway. I was working with a gentleman in the sense that he really wanted me to open up my own brew pub coming from the back experience that I had. And his amazing wife was a project manager, and her and I got together and we sat down, and all the thoughts in my head went down on paper that she was able to detail and create our business plan. So my business partner being Katie Pizza, her and I, we said, you know what, let's do this. So we ended up purchasing this beautiful building. So it was a Masonic temple, was a Korean church, and then became Aris, the goddess of chaos. So
I love that.
Yeah, we went through so many names, but chaos is our life. Katie's life, my life. And when we looked at this Masonic temple ran by men and also ran for the community, the women's societies to do meetings here, we said, yeah, let's take this challenge. So we turned it into a brewery, a cider house, a restaurant, a possible event space once COVID is hopefully over, and this beautiful patio now. So, yes, a woman owned and operated, and we are so proud of everyone on our team right now that has helped us get to where we are and that we're still open, you know?
Yeah. It's amazing. And it had to be scary for quite some time about what you guys were going through, and there were so many unknowns. How'd you get through it?
A lot of cider? No.
Nice.
You know, honestly, it was Katie. It was her husband and Dino. The three of us really looking forward to the idea that we didn't want to give up. Katie and I, we've done so much for our staff. We've done so much for the community. And we've surprised ourselves with just the achievements that we were able to do in those 2 years before COVID hit, that we weren't willing to let it all go. I mean, don't get me wrong. There was a moment where I'm like, wow, what happens if we have to shut down? What happens if we have to let go of all of our salary employees, everyone, close the doors? Like, what is that going to be? And I think our pride got in the way. And I think our strength of wanting to achieve more and getting through this is what really helped us. So we applied for every single grant, every single PPP, every single loan.
How'd that work out for you?
It went really well. Good. We're very lucky. I mean, good. Honestly, I am very happy that Katie and I, as a woman-ran business, decided to do this. And with that fact, too, it helped us. It helped us get these loans and especially these grants that, you know, for minority-ran businesses. And I am super grateful for that. I'm super grateful to the city. Actually, you know, everyone has their own thoughts and ideas of how the city's handling things. But in the same sense, whether you agree or not agree with that, if you apply for the correct loans and the correct grants, they were there to help us.
Was that a difficult process to go through?
Oh, yes. I give Katie all the props because I didn't do it. Katie filled out every single application, all of them, all the time, all the financials, all the things that they asked for. I mean, some of those applications take an hour, 2 hours. I mean, it was a long, tedious road. And then talking to the bankers and talking to the people around us, where my role was to make sure that the operations was still going. Before Brian got here, I was in the kitchen. We had myself on the line packaging to go, you know, so
wow.
It was a very challenging time, but now we have the right people in the right places. I have Brian, I have Wendy, we have Sarah, all of our managers in tow are really working together as a team to make sure that we're providing safe environment and an area where people feel comfortable coming to visit.
That's cool. We're talking with Michelle Foyk, who is one of the owners at Aris Brewery and Cider House. It's at 4240 West Irving Park Road in the old Irving Park neighborhood of Chicago. Bryant was nice enough to show me around. I popped in a couple months ago, and the place is simply amazing. I have to mention also that there was, when you renovated, how long did the renovation take, by the way?
Well, we bought the building in 2015, and we didn't open our doors until February of 2018.
Wow.
Yeah, a lot of it had to do with permits. It took us 3 months just to get a construction permit, but just a demolition permit.
Hold on. It takes a while to get a permit in Chicago? Really? Sorry.
Nope, I don't know what you're talking about. I think I was mistaken.
Sorry.
No, yeah. But, you know, we did it, though. But, yes, it took us a couple of years to get to that point.
And my research shows that you had a woman architect help you as well, Cheryl Noel, right?
Yes.
And
that was a part with her and her husband.
That's cool. And Landmarks Illinois gave the 2019 Richard Dryhouse Foundation Award for adaptive use.
Yes, so we had recycled and or refurbished a lot of things within the building itself. We had radiators as railings. But I think one of the reasons why we got the Landmark Award is not just what we did in the designs inside. We reclaimed wood for our booths and our tables. But we also, and we don't talk about it enough yet because we're still getting data on this, but we are geothermal. So a lot of our geothermal means all the heat that's being exhausted from our glycol chiller and other pieces of equipment is recirculated within the building, giving us more hot water availability.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
Wow. Very cool. And the renovation amount, you want to put a dollar amount on it, roughly?
No, not really. it was a couple million.
Yeah.
So, you know, there was some money to be... secured. We had a loan. We have investors that, you know, really believed in us and gave us some funds. We had to keep some funds just in case something like COVID happened, I suppose you would say. But the majority of it was that when we built this location, we did the opposite of what any other brewery did. We built full strength in the beginning instead of having to purchase tanks later. So we bought 7 tanks for cider, 6 tanks for beer. You know, we have all the bright tanks. So all of these tanks we had in our building, we didn't start using them until just now, since we are doing wholesale. So we're actually now canning and selling out to off-premise and on-premise locations so that people can enjoy it at their home or at another bar.
And that really, really helped you guys, right?
It did, because the expansion, you know, one, the money was already spent in the beginning. So we didn't have to spend any money on this expansion. And two, we are finally seeing a road that we weren't going to take until later. So we thought we were going to do special events. But instead, now we see our beautiful cans outside and at the bars and, once again, in people's hands.
That's cool. Very, very smart. Let's talk about the, 50,000-pound elephant in the room. 50% capacity has opened up in Chicago. Or 50 people. Explain this to me, please. And how it kind of almost hurt you guys, right?
Yeah. So because we're a 200-seat capacity, even when we talk about opening up 25%, that was already at 50 people. So 25% for us, when they mentioned was only 25 people, that's all we were able to bring in the door. You know, I'm really happy for other locations that were able to have a couple more people walking in the door. But for us, it was like, it's still just a three-man band, you know, but our space is so far away and the logistics of everything changed. So now that we're at 50%, we're still at 50.
Right.
We really can't expand inside. But lucky for us, we have the patio. And with the patio, as long as we have everything 6 feet across from each other, we can expand as much as we want, because finally the city did do something right. And we were able to get our extended patio license in 2 weeks.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was amazing. Like, we talked about how long permits take, and we took 2 weeks. That was it. I was like, this is not right.
Beautiful. I got about a minute left, Michelle.
Yeah.
Your patio is so awesome. You put some money into that as well, right?
We did. Everything that we put money into, especially in our patio, was to look at the longevity in the next couple of years. What can we do to extend the life of our patio? And because we are a beer garden, the heaters make total sense. Because now, we don't have to shut down, what we noticed even this year, we don't have to shut down even until the end of January. So normally when people are shutting down their patios in November, we were able to extend all the way to January. Now, February was too cold. There's just no way for our staff to be outside. But so, and then the patio is open now. So what did we lose? A month?
Right.
So everything we did was also thinking very long-term how it's going to benefit us.
Very cool. Michelle Foyk, thank you so much for joining us. And also Bryant Anderson. Aris Brewery and Cider House is at 4240 West Irving Park Road in Chicago. It's awesome. Make sure you go there. Tell them Phil sent you and enjoy. Michelle, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Phil, so much. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
You as well.